Hey, everybody, it's True to the Culture podcast. It's True and
Moo.
And we are just two high school friends who get together once a week and talk about.
Couple months, man. It's been a couple months, True.
You're right. But we talk politics, pop culture, relationships, things that is happening around the world, and a couple of other things. How have you been?
I've been good, man. How about you?
I've been good. Was in a little funk.
A little funk?
Yeah.
A little funk after a cruise? Who is this guy?
Y'all can always tell, like, when I go off the air for a little while, like, I'm in a funk.
Oh, yeah. True.
Yeah, I got to deal with my own.
How was the cruise, stuff. Though?
The cruise I went on a cruise with my friend Brooke. It was okay. Would I go on a cruise again? Definitely not. Like, with my girlfriends. I would go on a cruise again, like, there's not, like, a slide to my friend. We always have fun everywhere we go.
Yeah.
But I would definitely go with, like, a significant other or my kids.
That's what I thought. No, I thought you went on a singles cruise.
No, it was for sure not a single. First of all, we went on a carnival cruise.
Okay.
And what I didn't know prior to going is that they call Carnival Cruise the Walmart of the sea.
What that mean, Walmart of the sea? You try to say they corny?
No. You ever go to Walmart and see people at Walmart?
Nah, you ain't seen nobody you knew on the cruise.
No, not that I've seen anybody. Oh, it was just an interesting mix of a crowd, like,
okay,
from all over the world.
Okay.
So, it was interesting. Would I do it again? No.
Would a significant other or your kids?
I would do it again with a significant other. But, like, after 3-4 days, like, I was so ready to get off the boat. I didn't have fun.
How long was it for?
I think it was 4 days.
4 days? Okay.
And we went to, like, Nassau. And Nassau, I'm sorry, like, anybody listening. I know we got a listener in Barbados. But Nassau was just, like, not a vibe. As soon as you got off the boat, every single person on that island was trying to hustle you. And it was, like, exhausting. Like, every 0.15 seconds, somebody's like, you want a taxi? You want a jet ski? You want this? You want that? You want your hair braided? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh,
my
God.
They know where to go to get the money. It's like the homeless begging on Atlantic Ave. They know where the where the
really
tourists
crazy.
Are.
Like, I mean, I get it. Like, everybody's trying to make their hustle, but it was too much for me.
Yeah.
So, but everything else was beautiful.
What about on the cruise?
On the cruise, the food was good, but the liquor was watered down.
Yo, it always is, though. Did you get the drinking package?
No, I didn't. And I'm glad I didn't because, I paid as much for the same amount of drinks.
As you would if you... Yeah.
And I never got drunk on that boat.
Yeah.
On that boat.
I recently went on a cruise for my birthday, and I would say the same thing. They start hitting you with real liquor on the way back because it's like, oh, we got some stuff left. Let's give it all to them.
I don't know. It was not cool. So that was my cruise experience. It was the first time. But wanted to get into some topics.
Mm-hmm.
First and foremost, a little bit of politics.
A little politics?
Yeah.
Okay.
DeSantis from Florida, the governor from Florida, announced that he's going to be president.
Announced that
he's running for president.
That's
yeah,
a
yeah,
bold
yeah.
statement. Well, what side are he on? He Democrat or Republican?
No, he's definitely Republican.
Republican?
And he's like far.
I don't know. What's good with my boy Donnie Boy?
Donnie Boy he's still saying he's going to run too, even though he just got convicted.
I was about to say, is he able to do this?
I mean, I don't think there's a precedent for it. Like, He got convicted, but he's still saying he's running.
Mm.
DeSantis is running on the same type of platform that Trump is running on.
Okay.
But he just words it different. He's like, you know, to bring back America again, greater. Oh. He said something like that because he recently did a Twitter space with Elon Musk and someone else, and he was announcing his candidacy on there.
Okay.
I know for a fact Elon Musk must have donated a super PAC to his campaign.
That's a lot of money right there. It's coming from Elon.
To get him to announce on Twitter Spaces, like, that's an exclusive that only Twitter can say that they broke that. You know what
I mean?
So I'm for sure know that he
Well, Twitter doing bad right now, so he gotta put some type of publicity out there for them.
They didn't even do good on the Twitter space because they had technical difficulties in the beginning. So,
but let me ask a question: if he runs, who he running against on the Democratic side? Is it gonna be Biden?
I think Biden announced that he was gonna run. I don't know who else are the
gonna run. He got where he been? That's the only president I have never seen the whole time he was president.
You know what my theory is?
I think he in a nursing home. What up? What's yours?
No, my theory is, and this is a prediction, and CIA don't come after me, but I think that the powers that be, somehow he's gonna end up dead. And then Kamala's gonna be the first woman president.
How long into the next presidential election?
I don't know, but like the thing is that this country, it's still not at a place where it will elect a woman president, especially now with the like gender wars.
We kind of all voted for Biden because he had her. If it wasn't for her on his side, I don't think Biden would have got that extra push, especially from the blacks.
I think Biden got that push because it was just like, goddamn, we can't have another
Trump year. Chaos. He was bringing in that bread, though. I ain't gonna lie. Trump was bringing in the money.
Yeah, now we're dealing with the fallout. That's a whole nother thing. Let's go another, because I'll talk all day about politics.
Facts.
Rest in peace to Tina Turner. The queen, the icon, the legend.
I did see that. I'm keep it so. I'm young. I thought she was already gone. I ain't gonna lie to you. When I saw that, I was like, damn, I thought she died already. But
did you see the movie?
Yeah. Did you see the memes? They got a meme with the Ike looking back into heaven.
Literally within 10 minutes of her death being announced.
They got to respect it a little.
They didn't.
They did not know.
They were making videos, like social media videos, making fun of like her death, her.
How did she pass?
I don't know. I didn't read that too far into it. But like people were already making a joke of her life or her death or trying to. Some of it was like, you know, they're trying to honor her, but lied about it, but kind of like, damn, this is. Very soon, almost like y'all had that one in the tuck.
I mean, it's this era we live in where it's like everybody want to be the funny guy first and like be seen and shit. So,
what do you think? Like, would as a family member of somebody who passed, like, do you think?
Definitely not cool. I'm not even somebody. I'm old school. I'm not somebody who would even like. Go into somebody I love funeral and record that shit. Like, yo, put your fucking phones down. Have some fucking respect, bro. Everybody wants to be the first to break something or to be the funny guy or be like, oh, I'm heartbroken. Bro, being off of social media, that lets me know something's going on with you. Mm-hmm. Being on there trying to be center of attention, nah, I can't do that. Especially like somebody I love. If somebody I love passed away, the last thing I'm thinking about is pulling out my phone to record the funeral. Shit, I don't even record my daughter's games because I be so into the game. Like, it's just like, I don't know. Like, I don't live for this internet clout type shit. So,
yeah, I'm different. When somebody close to me died, I spent a whole year off social media.
How you know something. Somebody going through something.
Y'all know how I'm on social media. Yeah. Like,
you know somebody going through something when they're not on there. You be like, you got to text them and be like, hey, yo, you good? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, something like that, I definitely wouldn't run with the jokes and not like that.
Yeah. Did you hear that LeBron is retiring?
I mean, he ain't say it. He just hinted at it, but... I feel as though he said he want to play with his son. I feel as though you'll see LeBron in the league for a couple more years. Especially like a lot of people throwing slack at him, but they love to hate the king, my nigga. I don't know why. He not my king. I'm just saying. They hate when people on top. Everybody has an opinion. I feel as though in the finals he dropped 40. He close to a triple-double. Like, it wasn't him. He just need help. He can't be that guy he was when he was 25. He fucking pushing 40. Still putting up 40. That's crazy.
Yeah, I think I read somewhere that your body starts to, like, you start truly feeling like the aches and pains of age when you hit 43 years old.
Yeah, that's so a fact.
I couldn't imagine like being that age
in the NBA, playing at that exactly level. Playing high level, 82 games. That's crazy.
Like I go to the gym and I'm like, woo.
I walk up some steps and I'm like, woo. Should get real out here.
Yeah, so I kind of, I think that he, and mind you, I don't know about sports. I'm not a big sports person, but I truly think that he's gonna be like the Tom Brady, like, oh, I retired. Just kidding. I miss basketball too much.
Nah, I don't even think that. I mean, because you can't. Nah, you can't play with it like how football does. Like it's
how you figure.
Because it's like with football, it's you gotta be there summer camp. You gotta train. Like it's Tom Brady would literally miss summer camp, and you'd be like, "Oh damn, he really ain't playing." And then literally be on the team. It's like, "Oh shit, check out Tom."
Oh, so they like let him walk on?
Nah, not walk on. Like he's still on the team if he don't retire. Like you gotta announce your retirement. Mm-hmm. If LeBron just said, "I got a lot to think about," and everybody thinks he's gonna retire, he not gonna retire. I don't think so. He said he gonna play with his son. I think. I believe he is.
I think, like, for a player like LeBron, he can walk away because he knows that he's still going to get brand deals. He knows he's still going to be getting money for appearing on podcasts and writing a book and, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I believe he definitely can walk away because he's the first NBA, what, billionaire? Like, mm-hmm. He could do whatever he want to do, but I feel as though nobody else has ever played with their son in the NBA. So I think he want to break that record as well. He's one of those guys. That's what keeps him motivated. His son is going to college next year, and you just need to play 1 year college, and then you're eligible for the NBA.
Oh, so he's trying to play NBA with his son.
Mm-hmm. He actually wants to play on the same team as his son.
Okay.
Yeah. So when people like that make a goal like that, LeBron usually meets that goal. He's the most points in NBA history. Like he's breaking all types of records out here.
Would you want, like, hypothetical situation?
Mm-hmm.
You're good enough to go to the NBA.
Yeah.
Would you want to play alongside your daddy on the same team, like going on the road and blah blah blah? And your dad's there.
Yeah, because it's my dad. It's not my mom. Like, you know what I'm saying? Your dad is always with the shits. When you, as a male, when you got your first piece, your dad was high-fived you. He ain't give you no, oh, what's going on here, son? But, yeah, I definitely would want that guidance, especially in the NBA. I think my dad is knowledgeable enough to steer me away from the, hey, yo, not these ones over here, but these ones over here. So I feel as though, hell, yeah, You would definitely get a lot of knowledge in the game.
Yeah. So do you got any NBA Finals predictions?
Yo, this has been a crazy year.
Like, what's your bet pick?
I would say me, Denver. But Jimmy Butler is playing like Michael Jordan out here. Oh. But I think Denver's the better team. But like I said, this year has been crazy. A bunch of Golden State, Phoenix, Lakers. It was a bunch of teams that could have won, but things just happened.
Under a rock, who are they playing against?
Denver Nuggets are in. They beat the Lakers. Uh-huh. They swept them. They will play the winner out of Boston Celtics and the Heat, but the Heat are up 3-1. They actually play tonight. So if the Heat win, they advance. If they lose, they got to keep playing the Boston Celtics. Mm. But nobody has ever came back from down 3-0. So I think the Heat going to win, but I think they lose to Denver.
Okay. All right, so speaking of winners and losers, did you see the podcast called Dear Future Wifey with Danaea Jackson, Derek Jackson's wife?
I saw a little bit. I saw enough.
Oh, excuse me, his ex-wife. This guy is he is a relationship guru for the ladies.
Guru.
Back a little while back, we all realized that he wasn't practicing what he was preaching, and he was giving the best advice because he was the biggest fuckboy of them all, like, the biggest one.
Yeah, he knew what he was doing out here, man. Yes. This guy, he was telling y'all inside information y'all wasn't supposed to hear.
But his wife wasn't hearing it.
Because
the main person who needed to take his advice was his wife.
Honestly, but you saw what he had his wife do. Obviously, she's an insecure person. And after hearing the interview that she did, I could tell that 1,000%.
Oh, for sure.
She sat down next to him and pleaded his case.
Stayed with him.
Exactly. Then watching this interview with her, it tells me everything I need to know.
Well,
it confirms.
Well, this interview is post-divorce. So she's divorced now.
I was about to ask you if
she
was still married.
She's still carrying his name. And in all honesty, I would go back to my...
That's clout for her.
What?
That's clout for her.
Honestly, like, when that first story broke, I was like, you know what? I hope this girl, like, now the wool's off her eyes, and I hope that she uses this situation to create a platform for herself and create her own money and blah, blah, blah. But, like, she didn't. She laid low for a while, and now she's, like, building her social media. I think she was, like, at 100,000 followers or something.
What does she do?
Huh?
What does she do to keep them followers? Like, what is she?
So she is she's a mom, but most of her messaging is like God centered, and she views herself as like a shepherd among men. Like, she's trying to spread the word of God and blah blah blah.
Spread the word of God. Okay.
But when I was listening to her speak, she was explaining what she did to help him rise to fame. And I hope she got a big chunk of change in that divorce, because she left her work to help him run his business.
Was that at the end of the interview?
No, it was. She alluded to it here and there. Like,
I heard, like, but this girl, like, you met him at 19.
Uh-huh.
After something tragic happened in your life,
right.
And I get that.
Yeah.
But after you met him, there's countless times, like, this isn't the first time he got caught cheating. She said, like, I saw videos of him having sex with other women, and
that's,
I would cry.
Wild.
She said she would cry in the closet for him to catch her, and she would say, I'm crying about
something.
Yeah, about my dad. Like, bro, like, this girl's an insecure person who's never been with anybody else, and she basically wanted him so bad that she was just out there. She looked like an airhead to me.
I think his, like, men like him are true.
Oh, he's a predator for sure.
Predators, yeah.
He's a predator.
For sure.
You're a jock. She says she met him when she was chunky and pimples and she had a smart.
Glasses.
And he knew an insecure person,
like,
when he saw one. Just
victims.
How the same way I watched it, I was like, oh, she was insecure. What's the big deal?
Yeah.
But men like that, everybody has a game. And men like that, he preyed on her.
They absolutely know how to.
He knew he was going to be able to fuck with her and fuck with other people.
Because, mm-hmm. In all honesty, what he was trying to build, he needed a woman like that by his side to help him launch what he was trying to do. At home, holding down the home, taking care of the shit that he doesn't want to do, or the shit he doesn't have the time and capacity for. He needs someone like that. Someone who is selfless. Someone who is gonna give their all and give up themselves to help him get to where he wants to go.
Yeah, I feel that.
And outside of that, he's getting the girls that he likes to look at and feed his ego and blah blah blah. But he has the homemaker at home who's doing the hard work for him.
Well, I would say he could have turned any one of those girls, not as dumb as she was. But he could have any of them girls do what she was doing.
Though? Is she dumb, though? Like,
bro, you was with him 9 years, bro. Yes, she was very fucking dumb.
But
she was with him too long.
He's a narcissist. Like, those
type
of people, they get into
but that's
your
the
head.
Thing.
They break you down little by little in front of the crowd. They show you, like, glimpses of who they used
I
to be.
I feel you, Jay,
and then
but
back at home, they're treating you like shit. And
no. It wasn't at home. He was treating her like shit. He was treating her like shit by thinking that he was smart enough to outsmart her. She was finding the shit. She said, I had a feeling, like all girls do. Y'all fucking, oh,
I felt her on that where she said, like, when he touched me, it was different.
Because that's
a legit thing.
I understand it.
You know, after many years, you know how your man kisses you. You know how your man touches you.
Yeah, but let's say, all right, but this is what I'm trying to say. Let's say he tries something new in the bedroom and she like, oh, that's different.
Men rarely do that. Like,
are you, see, y'all got to find some men who watch Pornhub a lot, man. Men be, oh shit, let me try that. But I ain't saying on a regular Tuesday. I'm saying y'all go out, it's an anniversary. Oh, let me pull this out on you. Ah, you don't want the same Valentine sex every year. Like, but what I'm saying with her is crazy. She was with him for 9 years, throughout the whole 9 years, even before they got married. She even said, but a couple weeks before they got married, he got a haircut by some chick he used to mess with.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of shit is that? Yes, she is retarded, bro. No girl would fucking sit there. I've been young before. I've definitely did some dumb things, but I ain't never been by somebody's side for 10 plus years and all that was going on with me. You got about a year or two to clean your shit up if I really, really like you like that.
I think, like, the level of insecurity and you know, she would threaten him, like, oh, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, but when you a predator.
But she would never put her money where her mouth was.
Not even that, though. They broke up for a couple times, but it's like, well, when they break up, he know he's still doing him, and he know he's still going to get her.
Yeah.
Like, she was just that type of person.
I,
like,
listened to the second part of the interview a little bit today, and she was saying how he had a condo, and he would tell her that the condo was for, like, business.
Work purposes only. Yeah, he's a smooth nigga, right? I gotta give it to him, though. He's a smooth nigga, though. All y'all was believing he was that guy, and then...
I'm not gonna lie. Like, I loved his messaging, but then when I found out, like, all the other shit, I'm like, yo, you're disgusting.
But that's the thing about being in the light. Anybody can just scoop and get under to that dirt that you have in your life. Anybody could do that. That's why it's crazy. I'd rather be rich than famous. I gotta say that. How about you? You gotta just give me the money. I don't want nobody stopping me at bathrooms. Can I get it? Nah, I don't want that. I want to live a regular life, just paid.
I don't know. I would like to be famous.
You messy. He's a messy guy, bro. I would like to be. You like, so when the likes hit 300, you like that? You like, yeah, I killed that. I feel you, though. I feel you.
No, but I mean, if you're famous, you don't really need to be rich. The famous people get all the shit for free.
Nowadays, you're right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you could be 10,000 followers and you verify.
There's literally, like even back in the day, that guy who founded the Backstreet Boys and the NSYNC, the Lou Pearlman.
Mm-hmm.
He was so broke, but because of his name and his clout that he had, banks were like, yeah, he's good for it, and they wouldn't double check whether he had the money or not.
Mm.
And he was bankrolling his life off of just his name, even though he was
broke. That sounded like the shorty from Netflix who was out in New York getting everybody because she said she was rich.
Inventing Anna?
Yeah. Nah, I don't want to be that neither. I just want to have a lot of money.
No, I would never want to be like a scammer.
Yeah, I want to have a lot of money, but just be regular down the street. Like, yeah. But yeah, she's. We could do a whole podcast on her. She got issues, bro.
Yeah, and you know what? Part of me, while I'm listening to her, like, she lets on like she's stupid. She, like, but...
Like a blonde, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
But low key, on the lowest of keys, she's still hurt and she's still throwing shots the whole time. Like, she's letting all those girls know, you weren't special. You weren't the only one.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
But
like,
they knew that, though.
With a guy like him, he's probably the type of guy that when he's with you, you feel like
you're
everything.
Only one. Yeah.
And he fools you into thinking that you are everything and blah, blah, blah. But lo and behold, it's X, Y, Z and Harry behind you.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got all these other chicks feeling the exact same way. Like,
he's smooth. I'll give him that. He's smooth. I said it before. I said it. He's smooth guy.
You know, and she's dropping names. Like, the podcaster has
to bleep him out. Yeah. I like that, though. That's classy. Bleep him out. Don't give nobody no clout.
But she's doing that because
she's still
she
hurt.
Wanted to put people on blast.
But
yeah,
she hurt, though.
She's hurt.
She hurt. She and whack.
I, you know, like, and a part of me is like, you know, she's like, oh, the word God, like, yeah, God can get you through any and everything, mm-hmm. in my opinion. Not, that's not everybody's opinion, mm-hmm. but at the same time, you can't just pray and be like, oh, God, deliver me from this, and then that's it, and you're healed. Like, there's mad work you need to do alongside with that, and I feel like she's just relying on the God part.
And she said, one thing important she said, her father passed at like 12, right?
Yeah.
That's a big part too. When you ain't got a father figure who let you know, hey, yo, shorty, that's just game. I prayed that, I have a daughter, and I prayed that I instill enough game in her that she ain't following another dude for 9-10 years, and that's just goofy.
Well, then on top of that, like, when he was around, he really didn't want anything.
Yeah, she did say that too. Yeah.
Like, that
really wasn't a father figure there. I feel as though, yeah, a lot of men are stepping up, though, in this era that I see a lot of good dads.
I love to see it.
I love to see it as well, man. And I see a lot of good dads who, they doing their job. And I feel as though it's going to raise a lot more better adults in this world, man.
Yeah. It's weird because, like, we have some of, like, the youth are off the fucking hook right now since the pandemic.
Yeah.
Like, out of fucking control. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that's a fact.
They're acting out in many different ways. And I really feel like that's a direct result of the pandemic. Like, these kids were cooped up at home, and the only people that were raising them was YouTube. And YouTube is a nasty world if you really think about it. And it's like brainwashing.
And that's crazy.
TikTok. Like, those shits are brainwashing mechanisms.
Yeah,
you know,
but
I mean?
the that's what I'm trying to say, though, too. Like, the parents was at home. Like, nigga, y'all was on lockdown, too. So what was you doing?
I don't know.
That's
man.
What I'm trying to say. So if it, you can't blame the kids. They only doing what y'all...
I'm not blaming the kids.
No, they're
kids.
Yeah.
But, like, shit is out of control.
That's a fact.
Like, the other day I watched a video where in somewhere in Pennsylvania, kids was literally playing chicken in traffic in droves. It was like 150 kids trying to get, like, hit by cars.
Chicken is crazy.
Yeah.
where are they parents at?
Yo.
Chicken
and
against
the
car is crazy.
And there's one adult recording it, like, yo, Philly kids is off the hook. Like,
and that adult should be smacked in the face. Like, bro, my man, you don't want to go get the
well, at that point, what he can do is 150 kids.
Let's everybody get out of the way. Like, come on, bro. Like... I mean,
these kids are toting guns now. Like, what can you do?
Oh, we talk about teenagers?
Yes, teenagers.
Oh, teenagers, yeah, that's a lost
They're
hope. I can't
control.
Help them. I can't help the teenagers. they got their own aspect of things.
I don't know what there is to do, but honestly, like, as a parent, like, I look around and I'm like, damn, like,
I could only
what's going to come of this generation of our kids? Because, like, they're out of control.
A lot of good could come out of our generation. This new generation, dude, you a teenager, you're not my generation of kids.
Right. That's
yeah,
what I'm
you're
saying.
You already an adult, my nigga. If you a teenager, I can't tell you nothing about how you live, but how I raised mine, I just hope that they succeed and they stay. If I see my kid playing chicken with cars in the highways, like, I failed as a parent.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, back to Danaya, though, like, I kind of get it. Like, I was in a relationship where, you know, he cheated, but he had manipulated me so fucking good that it was like,
I didn't know what to believe. See, you was just getting cheated on.
Yeah.
This girl was, like, every day she checked his phone, she saw a new girl he was fucking on video every time.
Yeah, no, I would
have
been out. For me... All I needed was solid proof.
That's it.
And I
was
out.
That's what I'm saying.
I was out.
That makes
sense.
And I
approached the girl. I was like, yo, show the receipts and you can have them.
She.
You know what I mean? Like, and that was that. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like,
she had receipts consistently.
She had receipts,
and
he didn't even know she had the receipts until they went to marriage counseling.
That's crazy.
That's what I'm trying to say. Like, homie thought he was consoling her father passing, and he just, nah, I'm consoling, I don't even know that I'm consoling that you found out that I cheated on
you. But, like, the craziest part about that is that when they were in counseling and then all of that started coming up, he was like, oh, you see, you bringing up old shit. Like, hold on a second, sir.
Not even that. He said, yo, I can't do this. He quit the counseling. And they still got, how you still get married to a nigga who quit the counseling?
She's an idiot. Like, honestly.
I'm trying to tell you, bro. She's stupid.
Like, I tried to give her the benefit of doubt, but I can't. Like, but, like, at the same time, like, narcissism, like, it it literally makes you crazy.
The definition of her is you could be book smart, but that don't mean you street smart. She's fucking dumb.
All right. So anyways, back to the mom and dad's things.
Yeah, yeah.
Father's Day is coming up. Uh-huh. Mother's Day just passed.
Yeah. Well, would you get anything nice for Mother's Day?
Did I get anything nice for Mother's Day? No, my
kids didn't get nothing. Not even a card.
I got a card. Okay. I got a card that was all about my mom, and my son wrote it about me. Not a lot of factual information on there, but
but when they're that young, then you ain't gonna get too much.
He doesn't know what my job is. So he wrote on there that my occupation, he was like, my mom's a police officer. I was like, I'm not a police officer.
Probably saw you in an army suit, army picture. It was like, hey, yo.
So he has no clue what I do for a living. But, and then my daughters ditched me. They went to, their friend went to.
On Mother's Day?
No, like Mother's Day weekend.
Oh, nah, see, y'all doing too much. See, that's why they always do the Father's Day versus Mother's Day. Y'all went the whole weekend?
No, I didn't go.
You get they, one day,
their
bro.
Friend. Their friend's mom was doing a Mother's Day weekend in Virginia Beach, and they invited her them.
Oh, they went the whole weekend.
Yeah, so my girls ditched me for the whole weekend. They're teenagers now, so, like, what can I say? But I was, honestly, I was just like, whatever, go ahead, enjoy. I'm not going to let them turn down. I had just came back off of vacation. Like, I'm not going to let make these girls stay
not
the
even
house.
That. Like, for, go, as a father,
let them go see the world.
I'd rather, don't get me nothing. Go ahead and go out. So I'd rather the peace.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Chill. Like, I see you guys every day. So if one weekend I'm two kids short to
that's
relax.
That's a fact. And I would try to get the other one up out of here too. That's me. Like, hey, yo, what you doing today, buddy?
No, he spent the weekend for me. Honestly, I took him shopping. I got him his first chain.
Hey.
He was proud of that. And I took him to eat and at a couple restaurants. I've never seen him behave like that in my life. Like, shout out to his teacher because they were hyping up Mother's Day the whole week.
Okay.
And my son was like, oh, you know, mom, I just feel bad because you do everything for us and da da da. Like, he
I just want to be good
and blah blah blah. So it was a smooth week with my son. So.
Okay, that's what's up. And that brings me to, they always come with the little beef of like, oh, how fathers are being treated over women. Like, men gotta man up a little bit. I ain't gonna lie out here no more for y'all.
Oh boy.
Y'all gotta chill with the, oh, I don't get what she get. Why you wanna be pampered on Father's Day? I don't understand this shit from men no more, man. It's like, all right, yo, I get a couple gifts from, my mom does a great job of always getting me a Father's Day gift from my kids. My one baby mom that I'm cool with also does a good job at that, but for the most part, like, bro, you're not about to have no, oh, a massage for dad. Like, why y'all want all this pampering as niggas? y'all gotta really get right, man. So, for the ones who
they're
don't
putting
get...
putting their foot down. They're like, listen, we are active dads.
Nah, that's a little too... Y'all just... Yeah, but if you're an active dad, I feel as though you're gonna have a smooth Father's Day. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're an active dad, like, I feel as though the people complaining be either a deadbeat, and they like, oh, where's my gift? Like, nigga, where was you Monday? You were supposed to be here Monday.
But I kind of feel them a little bit. Like, if I were a dad.
If you were a dad, what?
And No. If I were a dad.
Okay.
And every year I get, like, handprints in my kid's hand. Like,
that's cool.
You're the best dad ever. Okay. Like, and then my wife doesn't do anything special for
but that's
me
what
Father's
I'm trying
Day.
To
like,
say though
I'll feel some kind of way because I'm like, damn, for Mother's Day I took her out to eat, got her flowers, got her some new jewelry,
I feel as though
got
the
her
dad,
a massage.
I feel as though the dads who are complaining are single with no wife,
yeah,
and a deadbeat. Those are the two niggas complain because I've never
no
because
I did them. See a lot of dads who have their kids full time
but
complaining
are they
about it and single.
Okay, then
but
don't
here's
care.
The thing.
What you want your son to do for you? Get you a fucking car? You want him to take you out to dinner? I ain't gonna get that bread. It's just you and your son. You don't do nothing, bro. Your son ain't got a job. It's like, yo, he can't do nothing for you, my guy. Like, now if you got a mother and she gives him bread, like, that's one thing. But a lot of people be bugging, like, it's like, yo, bro, if you single, nobody's going to get you anything.
I remember last year I sent my baby dad like $25 on Cash App. Not on Cash App.
That's right. Kind of disrespectful. Well, don't send me nothing, bro.
I was like, lunch on me. And then he said,
25?
For lunch.
Nah, my lunch costs more than 25.
Oh, my God.
It's Father's Day.
You bougie as hell.
It's Father's Day. No, then, not because I'm bougie. It's the day.
He sent it right back. He's like, you don't have to get me anything.
He didn't want nothing that came attached to that $25. That's what that was. Oh, but coming to this, what? Since you said that, I seen a post saying, is it okay to buy your baby mom, your baby dad a gift?
Yes.
I seen it on, what were we on? True to the Culture.
It was on our page.
And y'all got to relax now. Now, we about to. So what do y'all mean it's cool to do that? Because I seen you defend it. I seen the girl who asked it. And she has to be single, correct?
Yes.
Well, that's the only time you do that. Mm-hmm. But she was searching for ideas. What type of ideas was she? Like, that's what I'm trying to say. Now you're going a little bit too hard for this guy.
Why?
So, you, like, what? Oh, PS5. Like why y'all, it's Father's Day. Why y'all trying to go up and beyond for Father's Day? How old is her kid? You know?
Her kid is 13.
That's old enough to be like, mom, I want to get dad this.
Mm-hmm.
Not for you to be searching for answers on the internet. No, that's out.
I think that if you had a kid, like back when we did, well, your kid is younger than mine.
My kid is 10, though.
Right.
She can still ask me, mom, dad.
No, I know. But like, I had a kid at 18, right? So like, still like technically a teen mom. I wasn't a real adult at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So I think her perspective, she had a kid around the same time.
Okay.
Her perspective is like, damn, me and homie, we're cool. He's like family to me. We grew up together and we did this parenting thing. Like,
they only have one kid?
Yeah, one kid.
One kid.
And we raised a great kid. So like,
and shout out to the lovely young lady, because it definitely sparked a great convo. Like,
yeah,
I was
yeah.
just like looking in my head.
Yeah.
No pun intended on you. I'm just talking about in general.
But in general, like I think she wants to celebrate him because
he does such a great job.
He does a good job and
okay.
like they grew up together. You know what I mean? Like there's something special about if y'all both grew up together in that way, co-parenting. And you raised this amazing child together, but separately. Like, I don't see a reason why you can't celebrate that person. Because there's plenty of baby dads out here who will make you parent your child by yourself.
Yeah. And this is where I will give my adult aunt. I've seen a lot of pettiness on the comments saying, hey, I would. This is what I would tell that young lady and every other female out there. That's cool. As long as you and that other person is single.
So you would have a problem if your girlfriend...
Are you fucking kidding me? You would have a problem. And this is where I don't like that shit. It's, oh, you would have it. No, it ain't just me. Any human being would have a problem with their baby, with their girl or their man sending their baby mom or their baby dad a crazy gift. Now, if you send it... Oh, if your daughter, your kid comes to you and be like, yo... Dad, I want to get mom this. Obviously, my daughter ain't got a job.
Yeah.
But if she said, I want to get mom a bracelet, we're not going to fucking Tiffany's. We're not doing that. That's not what we're going to do. How about make it creative?
Here's where I would have a problem.
Go ahead.
If I were in a relationship and my baby... If I were in a relationship, because I'm not. If I were and my man was like, yo, you know, I want to get, you know... My baby mom a gift. It's Mother's Day. She's a good mom. Blah, blah, blah. She don't give us no drama. I'm going to get her something. The only way I would be okay with it, I'm speaking honestly, you're not getting her anything better than you got me.
But that's what I'm trying to say.
So if you want to send her flowers for Mother's Day.
But this is what I'm trying to say. She said that, right?
Uh-huh.
On the internet. What you think? Oh, yo, send them flowers.
She's
shopping around for something extravagant. This is what I'm trying to say.
She said it on a private group. She said it on the True to the Culture
podcast. True to the Culture group.
Listener group. So
if
you want to get in on those conversations, join the group. Search it up on Facebook. It's True to the Culture podcast.
And there's a lot of AIs and scammers out there. So if y'all look fishy, y'all cannot.
We do not have any
But she sent it to the group, and the group was giving her some honest answers. Like, yo, what are you trying to get this man, though? Because if you was just going to get him flowers, you ain't got to come to the group for that. Just get him some flowers.
Men don't want flowers.
Obviously, but if you was going to get him something to that...
I think in general, it's harder to shop for men.
Bro, you could have got my man a couple polo tees. Like... It could have been anything regular. Now, the way she said it was like she was going to go to Tiffany's. She said it like that. And that's why men was like, oh, nah, you bugging. Like, what? Because if she was in a relationship, I guarantee her man would be like, yo, what? Why'd you even post that? What's up with you? Like, that's just weird. If you're in a relationship.
I don't think it's weird. That's
weird. In a relationship, if my girl be like on the internet and I see it, like, yo, where should I get my baby dad? I'd be like, yo. Cool, he ain't give us no drama and all that, but that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to be a father. I'm rewarding you and my nigga. Nah, we're not doing that, bro.
I think it's just a way to give somebody their flowers while they're
single.
Here.
When you're single. In a relationship, I'm trying to tell you. I already knew she was single when she said this shit. Because if she wasn't, her man would have been under the post like, hey, yo, what's going on over here?
So that was the truth be told segment, but
was that truth be told?
Yeah, that was. Okay,
you the truth wasn't you told me in to a tell relationship. That's
that was my truth. So next to your segment of the podcast, that you gotta relax. What do you got for us this week?
You gotta relax. DJ Envy, not too much on Ross though. Ross is handling it like a champ. So they gotta.
Okay, hold on because I know nothing about this.
Yeah.
I've literally been working nonstop. And I have not heard about it.
So yeah, I'm about to put you on. Ross was on Drink Champs, and he was, like, talking about his car show.
Mm-hmm.
And Nori asked the question, oh, like DJ Envy.
Mm-hmm.
Ross was on his shit, like, nah, this big boy status over here. Not like that. That's like, basically try to downplay it.
Uh-huh.
But
I don't like that.
DJ Envy got to relax. Because you know why you don't like it?
What?
Light skin tendencies. You cannot overreact over a man saying, yo, nah, we doing big shit over here. That's minor. Like, okay. Why are you... He's making light skin niggas look wild petty, how light skin niggas have been portrayed for the last couple years. So
what is Envy doing?
He's dressing up like an officer in the Breakfast Club. Trying to hint that Rick Ross was a correction officer. 50 already told us that, bro. His rap career is still flourishing.
Mm.
He's just doing wild...
He's doing antics.
Wild, petty, light-skinned shit. Like, the, you know, like, when you break up with a light-skinned nigga, he still show up at your crib. It's like, yo,
yeah, they do,
come
do
on,
that.
Light-skinned? But there's light-skinned niggas who like, yo, we ain't with that. So I want, as a light-skinned, he got to relax.
But honestly, I don't like that. Like, you're doing your own thing, Ross. Like, why do you have to shit on somebody who's doing something similar? Who was doing it before you were?
Yeah, but he not really shitting on it. Like, it ain't like he was like, oh, nah, that's bullshit. If you want real shit.
But
he just said, nah, this is the big
so many words.
Nah, but he said, it's just literally facts. When people come over here, they come over here with exotic cars. When people go to DJ Envy shit, that's any car off the, you know what I mean? Fancy shit, too.
It's celebrity cars, right?
Celebrities' cars. But he coming with one of ones, like a car was just made one time.
But
this
see,
is coming to Rick Ross.
See, Envy is his show, his car shows are geared toward what is real to him. He's a family guy. He's got hella kids. It's a family car show.
Nah, there ain't no vans out there.
Not saying vans, but like
it's Lambos. It's
right,
it's
but it's like it's.
You but can, it ain't
it's
to,
a
it ain't
family
to my,
friendly event.
Basically, what Ross was saying is, this is the NBA, you're G League. That's it. That's all he said, bro. And you can't take offense to that.
I don't like that. That's
and DJ Envy just been taking L's
to me,
forever.
To me, personally, if I know I'm on my shit, I'm not going to talk shit about your stuff. Like, you don't ever hear me talking about, oh, her podcast is whack. I don't
yeah,
care about
but,
your little
but
podcast.
This is the thing,
I'm
though.
Doing my own thing over here.
But this is the thing. If somebody were to say your podcast is what or whatever, are you going to react like that? You going to go on a tangent? I would just let it, okay, obviously you're listening to me. How you exactly. know it's whack?
That's how I look at it.
Like, okay, well, DJ Envy didn't look at
you
it
You listen
like
to talk shit. It still benefits me.
DJ Envy been losing I think, a couple years now. His wife told him, like, I've never experienced an orgasm, our whole relationship. He just been losing a lot out here, and he's been real, like...
I can't believe she said that in public.
That's what I'm trying to say. He's real, like... He's the epitome of light skin right now. He's bugging.
Because she said that on a podcast together with him, right?
I believe they have a podcast together. Yeah, and yeah, she,
Casey and the crew.
Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure they had that conversation before. She didn't just spring it on him, but...
But what...
He was comfortable having that conversation. I'm not comfortable having that conversation. What you mean? Like, I got to make you
comfortable. Have the conversation, but not in public.
You, that's what I'm trying to say. I got to make you comfortable.
I feel like some things should just be left for private.
That's a fact.
Like...
Her saying that, and then I think she was, wasn't she going on a girl's trip for like a 6 months or some shit? She told him, like, yo, I'm going on a girl's trip. How long? 6 months. Like, it was a crazy amount of time that she was, DJ Envy been losing out here. And he, this right here is just like, yo, bro, you ain't gotta step into that. Because it was like, he said, it ain't on my level. Like, this big boy shit, that's what he does, what he does. But... I feel as though he should have just left that alone.
So how could have, like, if you were in DJ Envy's shoes, what would you do to react in a way that he feels like a real way?
I wouldn't have. The most I probably would have said was, hey, Rick Ross, I heard that comment you said. I'm going to pull up to your stuff. See what's so big about yours. That's it. Pause.
Yeah.
But that's it. I wouldn't have, like, getting a altercation because it's a car show at the end of the day. Like, y'all all making a lot of money. Like, I don't understand it. Like, y'all arguing. This is what the rich and famous argue over. I could never, man.
Their arguments are different than ours, though.
That's a fact.
Yeah, for sure. Anyways, this Memorial Day weekend, you got any plans?
Hopefully, some one of the homies is throwing a barbecue. Hopefully, the one with the burgers and, you know, the good food. You don't want to go to the bad ones, but hopefully there's a barbecue out there for me.
Yeah, tomorrow in Camden, New Jersey, there is a carnival on Cooper's Point. Come out. It's a free event. The only thing you got to pay for is if you want some food. There's going to be some food trucks there, but it's going to be rides. A big celebration, so make sure you come out. It's called Cooper's Point, and it's for free.
Hey.
Sunday I'm going to a barbecue and Monday I'm going to relax and remember my fallen soldiers, because I don't know if y'all know, Memorial Day is for the fallen. So if you see a veteran out there, don't be like, oh, happy Memorial Day. Like, that's not what it's about. Memorial Day is to remember the fallen.
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all. So have a good week. Have a good life. Listen to us again next week.
It better not be a couple months. This will be shut down.
I'm out of my funk. We're good. All right. So anyways, have a good night. Bye.
Bye.
Before I go, shout out to Jonathan, our producer, and shout out to Bill, who made us our new intro and outro music. Bye.